Cattle producers from around the country are digesting the 2020 general election and specifically what it means for agricultural policy. Results are still being tallied in multiple states where House and Senate races have yet to be decided. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says the timeline looks something like this.
We're expecting the House Democratic leadership to have elections next week. They will determine new committee chairman and leadership of the House Democratic Caucus. December 8th is the deadline for any of the states to document any contested votes in their states. So that's where you're doing hand recounts like we're seeing in Georgia or any of those processes. December 14th starts that all-important Electoral College delegation process where they actually meet and vote to cast those individual votes for president from those individual states. The next big critical step will be that January 3rd beginning of the next Congress.
Between now and the new year, there is still a lot to do in a small amount of time during the lame duck session of Congress. NCBA Director of Government Affairs Danielle Beck says there are 13 days that both the House and Senate will be in session.
I think we can still anticipate this will be a busy time. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer sent out a dear colleague to the Democratic Caucus indicating that his top priority continued to be a COVID-19 package. He also signaled work on the appropriations process. And then the House also needs to consider a conference report on the National Defense Authorization Act, as well as a conference report on the Water Resources Development Act. The 11 days that the Senate is just in session without the House being there, they will likely spend a lot of time focused on the federal courts and working on confirming judiciary appointees.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.